Did you enjoy the reprieve from the Big Fatty Show as much as I did? Wasn't that a sort of a breath of fresh air just to be able to have a little rest and take a deep breath and get to just to restore yourself? It's like when I think when Big Fatty goes on vacation, the Big Fatty Online should go on vacation too. I don't think we need to really be flooding the market with the Big Fatty Online. Do you think? Couldn't we all benefit from a little bit of a rest? I don't know. I mean, I've given you guys a rest from me and my nonsense, and I'm sure you appreciate it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Sort of a breath of fresh air.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2178. On the BFO for Thursday the 2th of June 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a list. Big Fatty, you're so prepared as you get ready to go to Fort Lauderdale. It's true, yes. Hello, boarding passes. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I got to tell you this. Y'all, at 11:30 a.m. this morning, got a message from the Delta.com, or time to check in. So I sent a testimonium to Granny and to Durwood, or time to check in. Okay. And y'all, I get home. I had to stop by and see Miss Kitty because, you know, she was going to fix the hairs. Big Fatty, she shaved them all off. Well, that's how we fix them. Miss Kitty is kind of a go-between between me and Sadie's Sewing Services, and I had some sewing that needed to be done. And anyway, y'all, I get home, and I've got a textimonium from Granny. Give me a call when you get home. Y'all, I knew exactly what it was. Granny don't know how to check in on the Delta.com, and you know, and to get the boarding pass loaded to his cellular telephonic device. I knew that's what it was, so I did a FaceTime, and I said, "Let me guess, Granny, how do I check in?" And he just started giggling. So y'all, we just went through that. But anyway, he's checked in, and Big Fatty, and he's taking two big valises too. I know, and I don't understand. Y'all, we're going to a clothing optional resort. Big Fatty, please. Does it have to be optional? Well, you know, if you don't like it, call 224 Big Twat. Big Fatty, I'm calling now.
It's Gus Chad's June IRTed contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June IRTed contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June, but certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st, because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June IRTed contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
Yes, that is correct.
God, and, this one was really hard.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Digga and
Woodhaven.
Oh! Big Fatty, y'all, that of course is Digga, and Digga, thank you again for that totally original bumper that you've sent. Y'all got a message posted over there at the BFO. By the way, y'all, did you go over to the BFO and see the oil on canvas that Baron Frosty did? It posted it at noon on hump day. So y'all go on over there and take a look at it. And anyway, Gus Chad says, "Arbergarter, you can open the card that I sent you. The prize is in a smaller envelope inside the card. It is show art, not an entry. Digga made me laugh with his bumper music, especially when he said that one was hard. Big Fatty, everything's hard with Digga. Oh, Big Fatty, at his advanced age, who would have guessed? So y'all, I'm gonna open this can from Gus Chang. Yeah, I did find it interesting that, you know, it was I Arted month, and y'all, I didn't have any show art for it. So, Big Fatty, look! Oh, look, it is! And this is not an intro. Oh, here we go. Here we go. And, y'all, there's the prize. Big Fatty, that prize sure is huge. Huge, y'all! This is definitely worth your time to send Big Fatty some art. So, y'all, today I'm going to put up the Gus Chad I Arted artwork, and it says Big Fatty, this is my best work. This isn't my best work, but I hope there is a lot of people sending you lots of things. Enclosed is the prize, and y'all, I'm not going to say anything more about that. It says I can announce it on the little show. Y'all, do you want me to announce what the prize is ahead of time, or do you want it to be a surprise? Big Fatty, I'd like it to be a surprise. Well, you know, we'll see. But anyway, y'all, I'm gonna take a look at the show art for the money. Y'all just go over there. I'll take care of the death photo. Yes, Big Fatty, you take care of the death photo. We're going to go over here with I Arted. Hello?
Big Fatty.
It's the Flobfo calling with your Meetapalooza update. Meetapalooza was a rousing success as always. The weather cooperated with all of us. It was a beautiful day in the afternoon, although both of my parades in the morning were canceled. So I really didn't know what to do with myself. So we just sat around and we did some cleaning and I sat around some more and enjoyed the coffee. And it's now it's Wednesday and I'm out walking because, you know, Meetapalooza. Yeah, got to work it all off because we have a cruise. Have a cruise coming up in 17 days, but I'm not counting, but it's 17 days, 16 tomorrow, then 15, but I'm not counting. So this is the Flopo with your update on Meetapalooza, and the number one fan says hello. He's off to Nashville, so I'm playing daddy duty, single daddy duty. Anybody wants to visit, I'm available. This is the Flopo. Bye-bye.
It was the Flopfo, and Flopfo, y'all, that is Drum Major Kev, the Flopfo. First of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, he put up a picture. Put up a picture of himself on the Twitty, and y'all, he was out walking. No, he put up a little movie, and y'all, he was walking through the trails, and it was like trolling. I mean, not trolling. Big Fatty, be careful. On the trails with the Flopfo. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I thought the Goggle transcript of this was pretty good, and here it is. Frederick, it's Steph LeBoux calling with your Meetapalooza update. Meetapalooza was a rising success. As always, the weather cooperated with all of us with a full day in the afternoon, although both of my parades in the morning. We're canceled, so I really had to do with myself. So we just sat around and we did some cleaning and I sat around the floor and enjoyed the coffee. And it's now, and now it's Wednesday and I'm out walking because, you know, need a palooza. Yeah, got to work it all off because have a cruise coming up in 17 days, but I'm not counting. What is 70 days? 16 tomorrow, then 15, but I'm not counting. So this is the flow. With your state on Meetapalooza and the number one fan as low. He's off Nashville, so I'm playing daddy duty, single daddy duty. Anybody wants to come visit, I'm available. This is Fluff Both. Bye-bye. Big Fatty Fluff Booth. We love the Fluff Booth. Yes!
Vader and still no bacon show.
Me, Betty, I'm still sad.
Big Betty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Let's see how much of this voice letter, your voice letter records. Listen, I'm here on the freeway of love in my pink Cadillac on my way to the G'days, and a couple of observations for you. One, it's nasty weather. Two, I've heard I-95 is possibly worst out in lower South Carolina. Three, I have already realized why I don't subscribe to the Sirius satellite radio, because it's shit. And four, it's 10:20 in the morning, and I have had a false start, to be perfectly honest. I had to get back home because I left my wallet at home. But anyway, I've since recovered, and I've gotten back on the road, and I'm doing okay. I'm really in no rush, but I have nothing to do until Thursday when I'm having dinner with the DDB and the Denny and the Dan and the Cheryl and the, well, other bad people. You know, it's going to be a good nanny. And until then, I'm going to put my feet up by the pool and just be Big Fatty. I'm going to sleep and watch the TV. I brought a cable so I can connect my Netflix to the TV and the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn. And I'm going to be visiting with one of our good friends. We'll call him Ed, because his name's Ed, who's also heading down. I believe he said on Tuesday. I spoke with him last night. He asked how you're doing, and I said, you're fat? He said, just like me. And I said, and he's fatter. So anyway, that's all I got for now. I, of course, will do my best to call with the Barber Boulevard update, but knowing your voice letters won't come through. So, okay, gonna go listen to some more shitty satellite radio, get in the left lane so I can go. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, it's true. On Sunday, the I-95 corridor near the Georgia South Kakalaki state line, y'all, it was closed. They shut down the inner tubes, the interstate, because y'all, they had so much rain from that tropical depression, Bonnie, that y'all, it was like 6 feet of water covering the road. Big Vatty. So, anyway, safe travels to you, Vader. And, y'all, you know that, Sirius Radio, it was supposed to be free, like from the 14th of May through the 31st, y'all, Big Fatty was coming home today on the 1st of June, and y'all, it was still coming in, so they evidently forgot to cut Big Fatty's off. Yes, Big Fatty.
Well, hello there, everyone. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With your Barber Boulevard report. That's right. About an hour later than planned, I have passed the Barber Boulevard. And let me just official, Red Tower is in at Barber Boulevard. I wonder if that has anything to do with the red shirts I've got. Uh-oh. I hope I packed the red shirt. Not really sure. I didn't really plan for that. Anyway, Big Fatty, oh my goodness, what a drive. It's actually been quite pleasant. There hasn't been much traffic. The interstate, in fact, did not.
He was talking about Barbara Boulevard. I didn't hang up on Vader. Vader? Thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, do you think he'll call back? Well, as a matter of fact, I know he did call back. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With your Barbara Boulevard addendum update. I completely forgot yesterday when I was leaving you your Barbara Boulevard message, because I almost died twice because of the ridiculous holiday drivers who were drunk and swerving. Barber Boulevard is closing, according to the signage, and it didn't say at night or a range of dates. It just said the exit is closing. So I don't know
I don't know what that means for the future of a bar, but it's a little bit terrifying. You know, what are you going to do without stopping to buy your RVs and ATVs and other things that Barb needs? Anyway, I'm here in the Orlando area and I'm awaiting everyone's arrival. Well, not everyone's, because some people are here already, and I'm just enjoying a little bit of pool time before everyone gets here, because, you know, we need a little bit of a tan after we get our hair cut. All I got, but we certainly won't miss you, but the folks from Fort Lauderdale are glad that they're here. I don't know why they're so excited that they're here instead of there this weekend. So, all right, gotta run.
Yeah, gotta see y'all. That was, of course, old Vader. And Vader, thank you so big, Fatty. Why was he driving the jalopy around the old swimming hole? I don't know, but you know, sometimes you just gotta drive the jalopy. Maybe he's trying to find a good seat out by the. By the old cement pond. Yes, Big Fatty, it could be. But anyway, Veda, this is terrible. This is hot, terrible news about Barbara Boulevard closing. I mean, we should have told Miss Beaver that she might want to sit down before you announce such a horrendous news about Barbara Boulevard closing, because, you know, I'm sure that this was on Miss Beaver's to-do list. Big Fatty, I'm sure there are a lot of other opportunities for Miss Beaver to find some LPGA ladies to get teed off with. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. The Vader and Still No Bacon Show, Big Fatty. Yeah, guys, see, y'all just wanted to close out the week letting you know, all the little shows know that if you're participating in Pride 48, you should have gotten an e-letter from that Daniel Bieber. For you to pick your time periods, you choose your first, second, and third choices between Friday evening, Saturday early, Saturday late, Sunday early, or Sunday late. And you need to get that in to Daniel Bieber before 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern Daylight Time, the only time zone that matters, on Monday, June the 6th. So y'all get that in there. Y'all, we got 26 shows to sign up for the Pride 48 coming up in Father's Day weekend. Y'all, other than that, I think I hit everything. Big Fatty, you got most everything on your list today. Now all you gotta do is go pack your valise. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Now, y'all, remember, Big Fatty, unlike the request from the Fade Driver that you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, there will be a little show on Friday and on Monday. And then I'll be back here in the villa on Tuesday with a brand new little show telling you all about the weekend while we're down there in Fort Lauderdale. And Faye Driver, I know you're disappointed that Big Fatty's going to have a little show on Friday and Monday, but, you know, they're pre-recorded. What do you think of that?
Sort of a breath of fresh air.
There's absolutely no fresh air here in the villa. Pew!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.